Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Ed, good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHIS. Got the opening round of the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball National Championships as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, we play Union College out of Kentucky today, but you are here as a player, you are here as an assistant coach, and now you're here as a head coach. It's going to be fun to be back here.
Yeah, it is. It's a great time to be back here. There's a lot of great memories here in this gym, and we spent a lot of time here. And I was here this morning, and you get those competitive juices flowing. Probably a little too early this morning, but it's an exciting time for our kids. They've been working really hard to get here, and it's just great to be back.
You won two national championships as a player here. You won a national championship as an assistant coach. What's it take to win a national tournament like this?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, obviously, you got to be playing well. You're obviously going to have to play well against great teams, you know. But I think maybe the less obvious thing you have to do is stay focused on what's actually happening. That's important, you know, and that's playing the basketball games and preparing and making sure that all the distractions that are going on around you aren't taken away from what you're actually here to do. The other part of it is just toughness. You know, you're playing several games in a short amount of time, and the prep time, the turnaround time for those games is not near as much as you're used to. So you've got to be able to adjust, and you got to be able to be ready for the next game. And obviously too, there's a physical factor. You know, not only mentally tough, but you got to be physically tough.
I've now been on the floor since losing in the JUPAC tournament way back on March 1st. It seems like a long time ago. Is that a concern that you have not played, or is it good to take that little break before the national tournament?
Well, you know, honestly, we were able to kind of go back and work on some things that maybe, you know, you don't have an opportunity to work on when you're preparing for game after game after game late in the season, especially in the GPAC season. So we were able to kind of go back and hopefully polish up on some fundamental things that I think are going to be really important. You know, you're going to see a lot of different things here, and you've got to just be you, but you got to make sure that you're solid in whatever you're doing. So I think it was a great opportunity for that. I think it was a good opportunity to get a couple of days of rest and mentally rest, because this is a wearing tournament, and like I said, you've got to be pretty tough.
You get a little break because you play on this first day, and then you'll have a Thursday off. You can come back if you win, play on Friday and Saturday, and then get Sunday off and hopefully play Monday, Tuesday. So the schedule is probably in your favor as far as the scheduling is concerned.
Absolutely. I think that day is really important between, the Wednesday, Friday. The break on Thursday is really important. Gives quality rest to your kids. And, it's just one of those things where you can probably win it without having that day of rest, but it definitely helps, especially if you don't have a deep team. I think, you know, for us this year, it's not as big of a deal as it would be if we were only maybe seven deep or something. So, but either way, it's an ideal time for us today. And again, the rest, you know, is important if you can get past this first game.
You got to Union of Kentucky today in the opening round. If you win, most likely face up against last year's defending national champion. If you win that ball game, you're up against a team that has finished a runner-up in two of the past 3 years. So the schedule and the journey to maybe the Final Four in this national tournament is not going to be easy.
Yeah, you know, I've never really looked at it that way. I've always just kind of looked at it one game at a time. And I did that as a player. I did that as an assistant coach. And honestly, you know, things happen at the tournament. People get knocked off. People beat people that you didn't think would beat certain teams, you know. So it's about matchups, and it's about taking care of the game that's in front of you. And I think you know, that's going to be our just perspective and just the way that we're going to talk about things and work through this tournament.
You prepare against Union, and then tomorrow, maybe if you win, worry about who you're going to play in the next round, and then maybe adjustments might be a big thing in this tournament.
Yep, absolutely. Adjustments will be huge. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to look ahead. You know, you've got to, again, you obviously prepare for the team that you're playing, and the next prep doesn't come until you, A, know who's winning the next game, and B, you know, having the opportunity to break down film and look at some things. So, again, you know, we're just we're just focused on today, and we'll worry about the rest if we get bass today.
Are we playing the best basketball we have right now going in this tournament?
Well, it's hard to tell. You know, when you're in the G-Pack and you feel like you're playing pretty well and you end up getting beat, you know, by 10 or 12 points or whatever, you know, it's tough to know. I think we're playing fairly well. You know, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well the last game, but I thought defensively we were solid, probably fouled a little too much. Hopefully we were able to correct some of those things in the practices we've had leading up to the tournament.
Gotta take a break and come back and talk about Union as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of
airport
travel.
Coming back in 3, 2, 1.
You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Union College out of Kentucky here in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. How much do we know about this team, Coach? How much does a team know when they open up a tournament like this?
Well, obviously, you know, you watch some film, but it's hard to tell, you know, until you see people live and in person, and we don't have any common opponents, so that kind of changes that a little bit too. So we've seen film, but you know, they have a few key players that I think are really important, that are going to be really important for us to be able to contain and slow down a little bit. They have a great point guard in Amber Taylor. She's a great passer, leading their team obviously in assists and maybe their conference. So you know, she can really score the ball too. So you know, we're going to have to really contain her. And then also Lydia Nash is their post player, and she's leading their team in scoring, and she's a lefty, so that's always a little bit of an adjustment, but she can really score the ball, and those two are going to be it's going to be really important for us to contain those two.
What type of team is this? What do they like to do?
They like to run, I think, you know, and they'll switch it up a little bit between man and zone. Defensively, I'm not sure how they guard screens necessarily. Their conference is a lot different than ours in regards to the styles of play. They it's more spread and dribble drive attack. So it'll be interesting. I think, you know, the first few minutes we'll have to feel them out and you know, make some adjustments on the fly.
This team maybe compared to any team that we see in the G-Pack?
I think their motion is a little bit like Concordia. Obviously, their defense isn't much like Concordia's at all, but their motion offense is a little bit like that. And you know, with a good point guard and a post player, you can run a lot of different things. We'll see a lot of dribble penetration, looking for kicks to their shooters on the perimeter. They have a couple kids that can really shoot it.
Just play our game today. Is that the key?
Yeah, you know, that's what we've been talking about ever since we lost to Morningside in the conference tournament, is just, you know, be us. You got to be, you know, you can't adjust so much that you're not doing what you do well. And so, you know, we're going to focus on making sure that we do the little things that we always do, and that's guard hard and rebound and push the ball in transition, and hopefully the rest of it will work itself out.
All right, good for it.
Thanks.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Union College out of Kentucky today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We are at the NAIA Division II National Championships here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. And today the Broncos play their opening round game as they take on the Bulldogs of Union College out of Kentucky. Hastings coming in a record of 26 wins and 5 losses on the season. They have not been on the floor, though, since losing to Morningside in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament back on March the 1st. That game was 65-55 in favor of Morningside. Hastings College making their 14th appearance here in the NAIA National Championships. Of course, the Broncos had a successful run, won 3 national championships. 2 of those, as Kerry Hofstetter was a player for Hastings College, and then she won when she was an assistant coach under Tony Hobson. Hastings College, an overall tournament record of 31 wins and 10 losses on the season. That is tied for 2nd in the all-time wins list here at the national tournament, but Hastings just 2-2 since finishing as a national runner-up in 2009, including the 2010 season when Hastings was the number one overall seed. It came down here and went 1-1. So Hastings had some success here in the national tournament back in the days, but the last 2 trips here to the national tournament, Hastings just 2-2 in their 4 ball games that they have played. They're taking on a team in Union College. Comes in 24-8 on the season. They won the Sun Conference down there. Union College, as they beat Milligan out of Tennessee in their championship ball game by a score of 72-67. They're making their 5th overall appearance, but they are 0-4 here in the national tournament. They haven't been here since 2012. They lost to Jamestown of North Dakota that year. 2008, they lost to Concordia in the opening round. 2007, they lost to Cedarville of Ohio in the opening round. And in 2003, they lost to Berry of North Dakota. We'll get to the starting lineups here for Hastings College. They will go with Cammie Bruckman, a 5'9" senior out of Silver Lake. Also, Abby Jackson, a 5'6" junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9" junior out of Sutton, Nebraska. Frankie Peterson, 5'9" senior out of Cambridge. And also Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" senior out of Pleasanton. For Union College, they come from Barberville, Kentucky. They have an enrollment at their school of about 1,300 students. Again, their record on the year is sitting at 24 wins and 8 losses. They will go with a starting lineup that looks like this here today. It'll be Amber Taylor. Amber Taylor is a 5'6" senior out of Clinton, Tennessee. Taylor is a second-team all-conference player down there for the Lady Bulldogs. And we'll see Allison Roberts, another second team selection, 5'6", a senior out of Baxter, Tennessee. Haley Perkins, a 5'10" sophomore out of Glasgow, Kentucky. Lydia Nash is a 6-foot sophomore out of Florence, Kentucky. She's their go-to player. Nash is averaging in double figures, both points scored at 17.6 points per ball game. And it's a Union College controlling the opening tip as we get started here this afternoon. Hastings going to be the home team. They'll be in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Union College Bulldogs are in their black and orange uniforms. There's off the baseline, up and in. Mariah Rice, she was the other starter we were looking for there. Mariah Rice, a 5'9" senior from Scottsville, Kentucky. 2-0 is the score. Union College has got the lead over Hastings. The Broncos will shoot to our basket. 2-0 right. The ball game just underway here at the Tyson Event Center in the Sioux City. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Goes over to Jackson on the wing. Dribble penetration. Moves it down the lane. The ball comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Drives into the hole and scores. Frankie Peterson scores. It ties up the ball game. 2 points apiece. We're 45 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings College and Union College opening round game. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away by Zwiener. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Abby Jackson for Hastings. There's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected away. It goes out of bounds. The officials look and they give it to Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. They're getting a late start here today. This is the sixth game of eight we're playing in the opening round of the national tournament today. And obviously you get behind, and that's been the case. So getting a late start, this ball game was originally set to begin at 5:15 this afternoon. There's a shot by Zwiener in the lane. It's going to be up there and good. We'll see if it counts. It says Zwiener is fouling a play here. That's going to be before the shots in the basket. Does not count. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tying up at 2 points apiece. Hastings and Union College out of Kentucky here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball. That's Frankie Peterson here on the near sideline. Entry pass to get it inside to Breckman. Loses control of it and is picked up here by Union College. The first turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Here comes Union down the far sideline. That's going to be Amber Taylor with the ball. Taylor moves it down in the left corner to Perkins. She drives it. Her shot's going to be up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. First foul on Breckman. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for the Union College Bulldogs is going to be Haley Perkins. Perkins, a second-team all-conference player down there in Kentucky, as she misses her first free throw. She is number two in their conference in free throw percentage at 86%. Misses her first one. Her second one is down through the hole. It's going to be good. It's now a 3-2 ball game. It's a Union College with a lead here over Hastings in the NAIA National Tournament. Van Kirk comes back with the ball. Van Kirk moves it down in the corner to Breckman. Gets it inside to Zwiner. Outside to Van Kirk. 4-3. Top of the key. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Amber Taylor. Taylor with the ball down the right sideline. Her pocket's going to be picked here. Jackson has got it. Drive, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound. Peterson, her shot is up and in. Thank you. Peterson scores on the missed layup there by Abby Jackson, and Hastings has their first lead of the ball game now at 4-3, 18:02 to play here in the first half from Sioux City here this afternoon. It's going to be a Union College working the ball here. Moving it to the goal is going to be Rice. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Rice is fouling the play there by Peterson of Hastings. Frankie's first personal foul is going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. So, again, some more free throws here by the Bulldogs. This is a team that was second in their conference as far as free throw percentage here this year. They knocked down 73% of their foul shots. Personal foul by, rather, the free throw is up there by Rice. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Second one is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And it's now a 4-4 ball game. Hastings and Union College here tonight. The winner of this ball game will not play again until Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'll get to the update on the bracket here at halftime or so. We'll get a chance. There's been six ball games played so far. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball inside. They get it to Van Kirk. Kicks it back down in the corner. Jackson drives the baseline. Bounce pass down the opposite corner. Peterson throws up a three. No good. Rebound Jackson goes back up. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor. Amber Taylor has got the ball for Union down the right sideline. The ball is going to be deflected away by Van Kirk. It goes out of bounds. Hastings tried to save it, but Breckman could not get it over there to save it. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Union College inbounding the ball here. So Haley Perkins will inbound the ball for the Bulldogs of Union College as they play things in the tournament record overall, 0-4. Hastings at 31-10, and they're 15 appearances or 14 appearances. There's a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiner. We're tying up at 4 points apiece. There's a ball that's going to be stolen away now by Union College. That's the second turnover on Hastings. The ball picked off there by Perkins. Coming back the other way as Amber Taylor drives it down the lane. Her pass deflected is picked up in the lane. A shot is up and in. That's Adriana Jefferson scoring there. She just checked into the ball game. Union has the lead over Hastings 6-4. Broncos come back with the ball. We're down to 16:45 to play. They're in the first half from the Tyson Event Center. Inside, they get the ball. This Zwiner spins. She's double-teamed in the lane, and now we got a three-second violation. Zwiner spun around. She was double-teamed. She was trapped in there. And a three-second violation called on Zwiner and the Broncos. Three turnovers in the ball game. Now for Hastings College. Union College surprising Hastings here early. 6-4 is the score from the Tyson Event Center here in Sioux City. Dribbling the ball out there is going to be Mariah Rice as she drives it toward the goal, kicks it down in the corner. Taylor for three. Shot is up there. It's off the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. The Van Kirk. Van Kirk hesitates, drives it. Now kicks it out here. Breckman for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound is loose again. It's picked up by Union College. Bulldogs have the ball. The rebound there by Allison Roberts is into the ball game. Now the Amber Taylor. Her pass inside is going to be lost off of the fingertips of Haley Perkins and out of bounds. Goes deflecting off of the leg of Haley Perkins out of bounds. Second turnover on Union College in the basketball game. It's going to be Hastings coming back with the ball here. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 6-4. Here's Van Kirk with the ball now for Hastings down in the corner. They get it down there to Sierra Williams, who's into the ball game to Frankie Peterson, drives it down the lane. She is hit, and the foul's going to be called. So Frankie Peterson is going to be fouled into play here. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Peterson. She's an 82% foul shooter on the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Frankie Peterson now 58 out of 70 from the free throw line so far this year. Hastings was number one in the conference as far as free throw percentage during the year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They knocked down 74% of their free throws. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down for Peterson. She's got all 6 points in the ball game so far. And we are tied up at 6 points apiece between Hastings and Union College tonight from the NAIA National Championships in Sioux City. Here's the inbound pass. They get it here to the 10-second line. Amber Taylor drives the ball down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. No good. Foul's going to be called. Amber Taylor takes it right to the hole there for Union College. And she's going to be fouled into play here. And we're going to go back to the free throw line here for Amber Taylor. Taylor's a 75% foul shooter on the season. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first and team foul number three. The free throw is up there and in by Taylor. It's now a 7-6 ball game. Here comes the second one. It's up and in. Union College has got the lead over Hastings. It's now an 8-6 ball game. So Union College, 24-8 on the season. They finished second in their conference this year at 16-4. They're giving Hastings everything they want here in the first 5 minutes of this ball game, 8-6. Hastings with the ball. There's a pass down in the corner. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Hastings so far in this ball game has hit just 2 out of their first 7 shots in this ball game. Abby Jackson will play things in here on the near sideline to Van Kirk. This is the right of the lane. Van Kirk puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Edwards, who's into the ball game. Comes across the top. That's Jackson to Edwards. Now to Van Kirk. Down in the corner. Chanel Farmer for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Farmer grabs the ball on the baseline. Wings are back out here to Van Kirk. Drives the ball. Kicks it here to Edwards. Her shot from the right wing is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Backs up. Throws it up there. The shot off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose again. Picked up by Farmer. Now a foul is going to be called down there. Or it goes out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. Hastings getting 3 shots in the hole there and could not convert. So it'll be well, now the officials going to look at one another. They're going to give the ball to Hastings instead. Union is ready to play it in. Hastings now got a chance at a 4th crack of the bucket here. There's a Van Kirk with the ball. Takes a 3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Jennifer Thomas. Thomas has got the ball. Her pass is deflected here at backcourt by Farmer, but the ball goes out of bounds. Farmer got her hands on it over there, but it goes trickling out of bounds. It'll be Union College playing things in on the far sideline. 14:56 to play. Here in the first half, Union College has got the lead over Hastings, 8-6 to score. Driving the ball in the hole is Taylor. Shot is up there and in. Amber Taylor scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 10-6 now. Union College with the lead over Hastings. Here comes Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Now to Van Kirk. High left side. Gets it to Edwards. Top of the key. Now to Jackson here on the right wing. Abby Jackson, bounce pass, goes down in the corner to Farmer. We got a whistle, and we got a foul call. It's going to go defensively. It's going to go inside on Adriana Jefferson. That's going to be her first personal foul, first team foul on Union College here in this first half of play. Here comes Mariah Rice back into the ball game now, replacing Perkins for the Bulldogs. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Williamson gets it in down in the corner. Shot by Breckman is up there and in. Cammie Breckman next nails a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. And Hastings back to within 1 point, 10-9 in the three by the former Silver Lake Mustang, Cammie Breckman. Here comes Union College back with the ball. 14-16 remaining. A long pass inside over the head of Jefferson out of bounds. Adriana Jefferson broke away, got to the hole, but the pass was too high, goes out of bounds. That's going to be the third turnover on Union College in the ball game. Hastings with 3 turnovers. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out will be Sierra Williamson. 14-11 to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Hastings trailing Union College by a score of 10-9. Farmer comes out to Edwards. Edwards on the wing to Van Kirk. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Kicks it back here to Farmer. Top of the key. Now across the top to Van Kirk. Inside to Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Oral Zwiener gets the field goal for Hastings, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Raya Rice picking up the personal foul for Union. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs. So now Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She shot 154 free throws this year. Converted on 122 of those, and she gets number 123 right there. A three-point play by Laurel Zwiener. And Hastings College now has the lead. 12-10 to score. 13:54 to play here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Winner of this ball game will play again on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Right back here in the second round of the national championships. Here's Roberts with the ball now for Union College. Comes over here on the wing on the left side. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass goes inside to Lydia Nash. Nash down in the right corner to Taylor. Back out of the wing. That's going to be Perkins with the ball. Drives it inside. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Cammie Bruckman runs her back the other way for Hastings. Stops to the free throw line. Gets it to Van Kirk. Drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. And we got an offensive foul called there on Van Kirk. Van Kirk running over. Allison Roberts taking the ball with a hole, and Van Kirk picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number four on Hastings College. It'll be Union College coming back the other way. We got 13:27 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Union College by a score of 12-10. Here's Roberts with the ball. Hustles back the other way. Roberts comes out between the circles now to Perkins. Comes across the top to Amber Taylor. Down in the corner to Thomas. Inside to Nash. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lydia Nash missing that one. Hastings tries to save it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Union ball. Actually, Bruckman saved it, but it went bouncing off of Zwiener, who was standing on the sideline. So Hastings probably could have had that saved, but it goes off of the chest of Zwiener. So Union plays things in. There's a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good by Thomas, and the rebound comes down to Peterson. 12-10. Hastings leading by 2 points early. Here's Van Kirk for three. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk nails a three-pointer from the far sideline, and now Union wants to call a timeout. Union College calls a timeout, 12:59 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 15, Union College 10.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
High school, or rather Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHS from the national tournament in Sioux City. 15-10, Hastings with a lead over Union College. We're under 13 minutes to play here in the first half. Amber Taylor has got the ball. Taylor right-handed dribble, drives it against Jackson, takes it to the free throw line, kicks it out, a long three. Roberts good. Allison Roberts nails a three-pointer from a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc. And Union College is back to within 2 points, 15-13. Hastings down with the ball offensively. Van Kirk has got it on the high right side. After Peterson lobs it inside to Zwiener. Shot up there left-handed. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Bruckman. Follow shot up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Perkins. Haley Perkins with the ball. Now a kicking violation here in backcourt. As Perkins trying to get the ball away, it was kicked there by Zwiener. It'll be Union College inbounding the ball. 15, or actually 12:25 to play here in the first half. 15-13. The Broncos with a two-point lead. Here come the Bulldogs back in their black and orange uniforms here this afternoon. With the ball over here is going to be Allison Roberts. Comes across the top. That's Amber Taylor. Man-to-man defense here for Hastings. Amber Taylor drives the ball against Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's in there. Just catches the front lip and goes down through the hole. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for Union. And the Bulldogs have come back to tie things up. Jackson for three. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Amy has got it for Hastings College. An offensive board there. Out to Van Kirk. They lob it inside to Zwiener. Driving the baseline is Peterson. Her shot's going to be blocked down. A block there by Haley Perkins, and the ball is recovered by the Bulldogs. Here comes Union with a chance to pull ahead here. We're down to 11:40 to play in the first half. Union 15, Hastings College 15. Here's Amber Taylor with the ball on the dribble. Moves it to the left wing. Lobs it inside to Nash. She's double-teamed. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Zwiner. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Bruckman. Cammy has got the ball for Hastings. Winding her way back up the floor. Cammy Bruckman drives it down the left side of the lane. A blocking foul here is going to be called on Union. As Bruckman hits the deck. And a foul here is going to be called on Haley Perkins. Perkins picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Let's see. Team foul number 5. On the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Breckman for Hastings. Their shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off no good. Breckman's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ball game now for Hastings. Zwiener will check out. 15-15, the Bulldogs and the Broncos here this afternoon as Cammy Breckman will go to the free throw line for her second one. It's up there at in, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Bruckman averaging 15.8 points per ball game so far this season. So Hastings College has a 1-point lead now. It's 16-15. Bulldogs have a chance to pull ahead, though. Here's Amber Taylor driving the ball on the free throw line. Spins down the lane. Her shot's up there and in. Nice move to the basket there by Amber Taylor. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And Union College surprising Hastings today, 17-16. We're 9 minutes into the first half. Cammy Bruckman's pass is deflected. It's picked up here by Peterson. Peterson comes over in the left wing. That's Abby Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass to Peterson. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Williamson with a rebound. Comes out to Bruckman. Her shot for 3 is up there. That one is no good. Long rebound again. Jackson grabs the ball. Third time could be a charm here. Jackson gets to the Van Kirk. Van Kirk, her pass deflected, but is picked up by Peterson. Drives the baseline. She loses the ball on bounces. Knocked out of her hands. That's going to be Hastings' ball as they will play things in underneath their own basket. Hastings just 5 out of 18 from the field so far, 27%. Union College is 6 out of 13 for 46%. Ball comes in. Peterson has got it out here in three-point territory. Peterson, two-handed pass, comes over here to Jackson. Jackson in the wing, brings it out to Van Kirk, top of the key, behind the screen. Van Kirk drives it, contact made, foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Perkins. That's going to be the second personal foul on Perkins. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Bulldogs, a non-shooting situation. So Hastings will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Alex Edwards back into the ball game for Hastings. Peterson will check out. Lydia Nash coming into the ball game now for Union College. And going to the bench is going to be Jefferson. Hastings will play things in. They get it out here to Van Kirk. Fakes the 3, sends it over to Jackson. She'll take the 3, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bruckman spins in the lane, wheels, her shot is up there. That one is no good. So 5 shots in the hole there in that possession, and Hastings comes up empty. Union College comes back with the basketball. Amber Taylor drives it down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there and in. Amber Taylor now with 10 points in the ball game, and Union College has a 3-point lead over Hastings. It's now 19-16 with 9:56 to play. There's a shot put up there by Bruckman. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul and a rebound. Alex Edwards on the weak side tries to pull down the rebound. Gets hit with a personal foul. So not a good start here for the Broncos here in the national tournament. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Union College will play things in. This is Reagan King who's into the ball game now, so get things in backcourt. Hastings will attack back here. For the basketball, it's going to be Roberts. Brings it up the right sideline. Roberts dribbling the ball here for Union College. Goes to the far sideline to Reagan King, picked up there by Bruckman. Comes out between the circles to Perkins. Haley Perkins, entry pass inside to Amber Taylor. Sounds up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Taylor hits the deck, and a personal foul here is going to be called on Chanel Farmer of Hastings, Hastings College. Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul number 6 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Amber Taylor. Taylor's already got 10 points in the ball game today for Union. And her free throw is going to be up there at in. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. On the season, she has shot 173 free throws this year. Converted on 130, she averages 13 points per ball game. Her second shot is up there and good. Union College has the lead over Hastings. Now Kerry Hostetter wants to call a timeout. Union College has built a 5-point lead early in this ball game. We'll take a break. 9:34 to play in the first half from Sioux City today. Union College 21, Hastings 16.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you.
take the time you need when you don't know but need to. High-tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College has not hit a field goal since the 12:59 mark. We're now at 9:34, and the Bulldogs have the lead over Hastings today, 21-16. In the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament, Broncos come back with the ball. Farmer gets it to Brackman, inside down to Zwiener, kicks it back out. Van Kirk, deep in the corner, that's Alex Edwards with the ball. Out here to Farmer, top of the key. Farmer sends it back to Edwards on the wing. She dribbles, takes it to the top of the key to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Perkins. Perkins has the ball for Union College. Here come the Bulldogs with a five-point lead, 21-16 here. Over Hastings College, one of the four number two seeds here in the NAIA National Tournament in 2014. Roberts with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. Deflected away from Nash. Comes rolling out here to Perkins. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Farmer watches it cross the sideline. It will be Hastings' ball as they will play things in. One of the number two seeds, Concordia, was ousted in the first game of the tournament earlier today. So there's three GPAC teams remaining here. But Northwestern, Morningside, and Hastings. And now the Broncos trailing here, 21-16. Here's a Farmer with the ball out to Van Kirk. Her shot for three. That one is up there, no good. Broncos crashing the boards. It's loose, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Roberts. Roberts coming back the other way to the goal. She goes. Her shot no good. Follow shot is up there and in. Lydia Nash getting the offensive board and a putback. And Union College has a 23-16 lead here over Hastings at the 8:15 mark of the first half from the Tyson Event Center. The Broncos cannot throw the ball in the ocean, hitting only 20% of their field goals so far in this ball game. They're 5 out of 24. There's Zwiener out to Farmer down in the corner. Van Kirk, her shot for three is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk nails a three ball. That breaks a long drought, 7:55. So Hastings goes nearly 5 minutes without hitting a field goal. And finally, Jamie Van Kirk nails a three from deep in the right corner. There's a shot in the lane. No good by Perkins. Rebound comes down here to Hastings. Gabby Bruckman gets it to Van Kirk. Down a Farmer, drives it toward the goal, puts a player in the air. Shot is no good, and we got a foul called. So Hastings goes 5 minutes without scoring here. A field goal. And now they'll go to the free throw line with Chanel Farmer going to the charity stripe here for Hastings College. Farmer so far in the ball game, she has not scored. 52% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It is good. So there's her first point in the national tournament. As he cans one from the free throw line. Last personal foul went on Roberts. That's going to be her first foul. That's team foul number 7 of the Bulldogs. So Farmer will have another free throw here. His shot is up there, and that shot's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes out of bounds. It was off of the fingertips of Autumn Zenon, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. It'll be Union playing things in. 7:35 to play. They're in the first half, 23-20. Union College out of Kentucky with a lead over Hastings in the NAIA National Championships here tonight. Reagan King has got the ball down the right sideline. Reagan King will bring it to the offensive zone here against Van Kirk. Gets away, dribbles between a couple of defenders. The shot's no good. Rebound tapped down. It's picked up here by Farmer. Chanel down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Nice pass to Peterson, and she lays it in. Frankie Peterson scores on the assist from Chanel Farmer. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout, or this is a Union College timeout. The Bulldogs call a timeout, 7:13 to play. They're in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score. Union College 23, Hastings 22.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So a seesaw ball game so far. It's Union College opening up the biggest lead of the contest at one point, 23-16. Hastings going 5 minutes without hitting a field goal here in the first half. But the Broncos are still within 1 point now at 23-22. As Union College will now inbound the ball here in backcourt. That's going to be Jennifer Thomas who's into the ball game. She'll be the trigger man down here in backcourt. She'll get things in. That's Perkins with the ball on the far sideline. Perkins gets it. Amber Taylor, she loses control of the ball. A turnover on Union, and now a whistle here, and we got an over and back violation on Hastings. Broncos came up with the ball, but an over and back violation. They give it right back here to Union. Four turnovers on the Broncos so far in the ball game. Four on the Bulldogs. We're approaching the 7 minute mark here in the first half. Hastings trailing Union College by a score of 23-22. Jennifer Thomas with the ball comes out here to Perkins. Top of the key. Perkins spins at the elbow. Flips it away now. Driving down the way is going to be Lydia Nash. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It is picked up here by Union College. Ball tipped out there by Thomas. Thomas gets it in the hands of Amber Taylor. Picked up there by Zena of Hastings. Driving the ball is going to be Amber Taylor. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Van Kirk. The ball poked away. Van Kirk picks it back up and comes down the near sideline. Now to Zenon. Bottom Zenon with the ball. She takes it down the lane. Jump pass to the far side. Farmer. She drives it inside. Down in the corner. Now to Zenon in the corner. Cross court pass comes over here to Peterson. Peterson right at the top of the 3-point circle. Stands. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Bounce pass into Williamson. Mishandles the ball. The scramble is on. Amber Taylor's got it, and now she calls a timeout to save the possession for Union College. So the Broncos turn it away with the entry pass inside to Williamson, who could not handle a pass. It's recovered by Amber Taylor, who calls a timeout to save the possession. So it'll be Union College ball when we come back. We got 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Union College. It's the Bulldogs 23 and the Broncos 22.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College with the ball. Here's Union College with the ball. Here's Amber Taylor gets away. She drives inside. Her shot's to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Farmer was there, and Williamson was there for Hastings. And a personal foul is going to be called on Farmer. That's going to be her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Amber Taylor. Amber Taylor has got 12 points in the ball game thus far. She hits her first free throw. She's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. So Union College has as much as a 7-point lead here in the first half. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Amber Taylor now with 14 points in the ball game, 25-22. Hastings can still pull even here with a 3-point field goal, despite how poorly they have played in the first 14 minutes of this ball game. There's Abby Jackson with it on the wing. Comes across the top to Zenon. Zenon drives it to the top of the key, throws it back out to Jackson, still out here in 3-point territory to Zenon for 3. Shot is up there, way off of the mark, no good. Rebound Peterson, her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Thomas. Thomas has got the ball for Union College down the right sideline. There, Roberts. Roberts pulls up in the offensive zone right at the top of the 3-point circle. Now to Amber Taylor. Retreats out here to the 10-second line. Abby Jackson right on her face defensively. Taylor dribbling with the ball around his screen. Now gives the ball away to Roberts. Roberts launches up a tray over Peterson. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brooklyn of Hastings. Out of the pass goes to Peterson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Frankie Peterson's having a whale of a ball game so far. She's got 10 points here in the contest. Hastings back to within one, 25-24. Down the right sideline is Amber Taylor. Now we got a whistle away from all the action. A foul is going to go here on Sierra Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation. Lydia Nash will go to the free throw line. Nash averaging 17.6 points per ball game for Union College, a 76% foul shooter. Her shot is up there and in. Nash, she led the conference down there in Kentucky in field goal percentage, and she knocked down 59% of her field goals this year. And she was a first-team all-conference player down there. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nash now with 4 points in the ball game. Union College has the lead over Hastings, 27-24. It's by the five-minute mark here in the first half from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Bruckman, high left side at the Zenon, top of the key. Moves it over here to Jackson on the wing. To Zenon again, top of the circle. Zenon, bounce pass, goes to Bruckman. 4-3, shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson now inside to Peterson. She loses control and it goes out of bounds. And there'll be a turnover at Hastings. The Broncos turn it away. The last two times that Hastings has been here at the national tournament, they have had a record of 1-1 and 1 loss in each of the 2 years. So Hastings just 2-2 in their last two appearances here at the national tournament. And they're trailing here by a score of 27-24. Hastings second in the all-time wins list here, however, at 31-10. There's a traveling violation in the lane. Trying to make something happen inside was Amber Taylor. She spun in the lane. She gets hit with a traveling violation. 5 turnovers now in Union College in the ball game. The Bulldogs are shooting at a clip of 36% so far. They're 8 out of 22 from the field. Hastings now 8 out of 31 for 25%. Hastings has knocked down 3 out of 16 from three-point territory. Union College just 1 out of 4. It's 27-24. The Bulldogs having a three-point lead. Hastings the ball. There's a shot on the baseline. It's no good there by Zwiener. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Union College ball. A shot thrown up by Zwiener. Nowhere close to the goal. And Hastings will give it right back to Union College again. 4:06 to play here in the first half. 27-24. Union College with a lead. There's Allison Roberts with the ball. Trots it across the 10-second line on the far sideline. Now gets the ball right in front of the Bronco bench to Haley Perkins. Takes it to the elbow. Throws it over here to Roberts. Drives the ball into the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Scrambles on. It comes rolling out here. Amber Taylor grabs the ball for Union. Over on the right side to Perkins. There's shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Nash. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Nash got the field goal to go down, and she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. She was fouled there by Sierra Williamson, I think, of Hastings. That's going to be her second personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nash. Nash is 76% foul shooter on the season as she will toe the mark here. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. 29-24. Hastings trailing again by 5 points. The biggest lead of the ball game has been 7, put up there by Union College tonight. So the Bulldogs giving Hastings everything they want and then some in the ball game. There's Holly Samuelson in the ball game now for the Broncos. Takes it down in the corner. That's a Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk drives it in and throws it up there and scores. Van Kirk has now got 8 points in the ball game. Here's a turnover. A turnover. Bruckman has got the ball. She drives it inside. Her shot's going to be no good, and a foul's going to be called. So Hastings turns over the Bulldogs in backcourt as Bruckman took the ball in the hole. Now Cammie goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Allison Roberts picks up the personal foul. Rather, Jennifer Thomas picks up the personal foul for Union. That's going to be her first foul. Bruckman to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Bruckman now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Union College now leading Hastings by the score of 30-27. Bruckman will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot good. So Bruckman hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos now trailing by 2, 30-28. 3:15 to play here in this first half for the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Here's Roberts with the ball. Roberts in backcourt for Union College. Allison brings it into the offensive zone here. Hastings still in a man-to-man. Van Kirk right in her face defensively. Roberts bounce pass goes inside, tipped away from Jefferson. The ball is loose out here in three-point territory. It's still loose. Finally, we got a jump ball called here. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it on the Union College turnover. 7 turnovers now in Union College in the ball game. Hastings has got 5. The Broncos can tie now with a 2-point field goal. Take the lead with a 3. We're down to 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first half. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson over to Samuelson. Now to Jackson. Out here in 3-point territory. Moves it on the dribble to the right side. Gets it down in the corner to Bruckman. Inside down to Zwiener. Back out to Abby. Swings it left side. Samuelson for 3. And the ball gets stuck up there. Stuck up between the rim and the backboard. It's going to be Union College balls. It's going to be stuck up there between the rim and the backboard here tonight. And now we've got to get another ball to get this thing out of here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. 2:40 to play in the ball game. It's 30-28. The official gets the ball darn loose and it goes rolling through the cylinder there. Unfortunately, it's not 2 points for Hastings. So the score remains at 30-28, 2:40 remaining here in the first half. Union College has led this maybe most of the first half here. Coming back the other way is going to be Perkins with the ball. Perkins comes to the near sideline. Amber Taylor has got it. Her 15-footer over Jackson. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Van Kirk down the right sideline. Dribbles behind her back at the 10-second line. Van Kirk goes over to Bruckman. She drives the ball. Stops. Kicks it back out here to Zwiener. Zwiener down to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. 2:14 to play. There's Zwiener at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Jackson. Jackson down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk moves it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes to Samuelson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Holly Samuelson scoring there for Hastings on the assist from Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk averaging 1.7 assists this year, and she chalks one up right there. We are tied up now at 30 points apiece. Union College with the ball. Amber Taylor has got it. Amber Taylor out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Jefferson. Jefferson wheels, puts up a shot. Good. Adriana Jefferson scoring there, and she's got a couple of field goals, and Union College goes back out on top on a score of 32-30. A minute and 30 seconds to play here at the Tyson Event Center. We're in the first half. Down on the corner is going to be Van Kirk. Jamie dribbles out here, gets it to Breckman, swings it right side to Jackson. Down on the corner is Zwiener, shot good. Oral Zwiener throws up a 15-footer from the right baseline. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And now we're tied up at 32 points apiece here in the first half. A minute and 12 seconds to play. Here's Jackson attacking in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Amber Taylor. Waist-high dribble. She brings it up there against the former St. Cecilia Hawkett. Now spins in the lane. Puts up a shot up there at the end. Amber Taylor scoring again for Union College. She's got 16 points in the ball game here in the first half. And now the Broncos turn it away. Pass is going to be taken out of there by Haley Perkins. That's going to be turnover number 6 on Hastings. Union College, the real deal here. The Bulldogs have a 2-point lead. 34-32 over Hastings. Down in the corner is Roberts. Comes out here in the 3-point territory to Thomas. Thomas now to Jefferson on the wing. Here's Amber Taylor with the ball. Taylor matched up with Jackson again. Taylor has got it. Here's a pass down in the corner. They get it to Perkins. Their shot for three is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Union ball. So Union College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 23.6 seconds to play. In the first half, Hastings College trailing. Here comes Reagan King into the ball game now for Union College. Going out is going to be Jennifer Thomas. It'll be King inbounding the ball here for the Bulldogs. She comes way out here. 3-point territory to Roberts. Roberts now to Amber Taylor again. Amber Taylor dribbling with the right hand against Abby Jackson. Now retreats back out here between the circles. We've got 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Taylor takes it to the free throw line. Taylor working it, stops, throws up an off-balance shot. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Outlet pass goes to Van Kirk. Her shot from just across the three-point arc is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Union College has the lead over Hastings in women's college basketball from the national tournament here in Sioux City. The score in halftime, Union College 34, Hastings 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime, Union College with a lead over Hastings in the NAIA National Basketball Tournament here in Sioux City. The score is 34-32, Union with a lead. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. Amber Taylor, 16 points in the first half for Union College in this ball game tonight. Lydia Nash has got 7. Adriana Jefferson has got 4 points. You've got Allison Roberts scoring 3, and Mariah Rice has got 3 points in the ball game. Union College, 11 out of 13 from the free throw line here in the first half. For Hastings College, they're being led by Frankie Peterson. She has got 10 so far. Jamie Van Kirk has got 8 points, 6 for Cammy Bruckman, 5 for Laurel Zwiener. Other scorers, 2 points for Holly Samuelson and 1 point for Chanel Farmer. Hastings in the first half, just 11 out of 37 from the field for 29.7%. Hastings hitting 3 out of 16 on three-pointers for 18%. And they are 7 out of 9 from the free throw line for 77%. Union College, 11 out of 29 from the field for 37%. They're 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 16%. 11 out of 13 from the free-throw line for 84%. Hastings out-rebounding Union College 25-19 here in the first half. Hastings with 14 offensive rebounds, 11 on defense. Union College has got 6 offensive rebounds, 13 on defense. Turnovers, Union has got 8 so far here in the ball game. Hastings has turned the ball over 10 times here in the first half. Broncos have 1 block shot, and they have 5 steals in the ball game. Union College with 1 block shot, they've got 3 steals. Again, Union College with a lead over Hastings here in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. It's Union 34 and Hastings 32. Tyson Avronik will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio as we are at halftime at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us in the studio and on the line with us, Sierra Walker, a senior and the co-president of the organization on the Hastings College campus, Radical Notion. Sierra, first of all, appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Sierra, we brought you on the program, especially this evening, as there's so many events that already have gone on today and are still ongoing tonight over at the Hastings College campus, all kind of centering around Women's History Month. Give us maybe just a little bit of a brief overview of what's going on here.
Earlier today we had chapel in honor of Women's History Month. We had Reverend Portia Cavett there, who was preaching, and the HC Singers joined us there, the women's choir on campus, so that was great. And then tonight we have Michael Kimmel giving a lecture called Mars, Venus, or Planet Earth, Women and Men on Campus in the New Millennium. That's basically about, he's a leading sociologist on the study of men and masculinity, and it's about how men and women aren't actually that different, and about how gender equality would actually be really good for men.
So with that, maybe just let's backtrack even further. Talk maybe a little bit about Radical Notion and how your organization becomes involved with the Women's History Month speakers and things going on around campus.
Well, Radical Notion is the feminist group on campus. It sort of died for a couple of years, but we've been trying to revive it on campus here. And we have helped out with some of the events for Women's History Month. You might have seen the posters that we did around campus. We're doing the This Is What a Feminist Looks Like campaign. We helped design the t-shirts that we're giving away at the Women's History Month, all of the events that people can come to. And we sort of helped, Dr. Jessica Henry was in charge of most of this, and we sort of helped her with the planning and any bodies that she needs for setting up for all of these great events.
Once again, Sierra Walker joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. As far as the event that's coming up tonight with Michael Kimmel, what do you hope that students who attend this event take away from it?
I think one of the most important things that I think he's going to talk about is about how feminism and gender equality isn't just something that's good for women, but it's also something that benefits both genders, and it's something that both genders should really care about.
Once again, Sierra Walker joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. She is the co-president of the organization Radical Notion on the Hastings College campus. And Sierra, maybe just talk, we talked a little bit about the organization Radical Notion. What's the goal? Like, what do you feel like you've accomplished as a senior and as co-president for Radical Notion?
Well, what we've been trying to do right now is mostly an awareness, because a lot of people don't know who Radical Notion is, and a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about what feminism really is. And so one of our biggest goals right now is to get the word out there that feminism isn't just a bunch of, you know, bra-burning, men-hating women, that it's everybody who cares about having gender equality and equal rights for women.
Sierra Walker, once again, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight is Women's History Month. And again, on the Hastings College campus, already several events that have taken place, and Michael Kimmel coming up a little bit later tonight. Final details, I mean, after we wrap up the Hastings College broadcast, I'm sure there'll still be a little time for the public to come out. What's the details here on the speaker?
Well, Michael Kimmel will be in the chapel at 7 p.m. tonight with his lecture.
Once again, that's the French Memorial Chapel on the Hastings College campus. Sierra Walker, the co-president of Radical Notion, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Sierra, appreciate the time, and we hope to talk with you again soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And again, the second half of the Hastings College basketball game coming right up here on 1230 KHS, so stay tuned. Hastings College and Union College, first round of the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championship, coming back after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS with the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. Hastings is trailing Union College by a score of 34-32 here at the break. Earlier today here in the National Tournament, the first game today was upset as Concordia was beaten. And their basketball game today by Olivet Nazarene, the number 7 seed. Concordia losing to Olivet by the score of 91-86. Other scores, Southwestern of Kansas beating Eastern Oregon 67-65. Siena Heights out of Michigan beat Tennessee Wesleyan today 77-59. And it was number one ranked St. Francis of Indiana, the undefeated team with the number one seed. They down Ashford out of Iowa by the score of 57-37. The ball game just before this one, it was Davenport of Michigan, one of the number one seeds, knocking off Ave Maria out of Florida by the score of 94-40. The national tournament for the guys also taking place down in Point Lookout, Missouri. And Midland today, they picked up a win in the first game out of the gate today as they beat Embry-Riddle by a score of 69-61. Midland plays St. Xavier Friday morning at 8:30. You got Oklahoma Wesleyan playing Morningside tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the men's tournament. William Penn will take on Dort in the final ball game tomorrow night at 9:15 down at Point Lookout, Missouri. Hastings College trailing here by the score of 34-32. Broncos allow the possession first here in the second half. Hastings shooting to our basket to our left. Union College going to be in a man-to-man defense. Hastings will have the ball here. That's going to be Breckman driving the ball down the lane. Her shot's up there. Rattles off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Union College. Hastings hitting only 29% of their field goals in the ballgame. And they missed their first one in the second half. And now they've got a turnover by Union coming back the other way. Now we got a personal foul down there as well. A personal foul is going to be called on Union College. So Hastings will get the basketball back. 19:35 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by a score of 34-32. A personal foul, one on Amber Taylor. It's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one will be called here on Union College here in this basketball game. So here comes Hastings back the other way. And it's going to be Abby Jackson with it. Sends it over to Van Kirk. Moves it down in the corner. Breckman has got it. Now to Van Kirk. High right side. Dribbles with it out here in the three-point territory. Gives it away to Peterson. Now to Abby Jackson. She dribbles with it at the top of the key. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Zwiener. Down to Jackson. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down to Peterson, a little short J from the right baseline, good. Frankie Peterson has been the savior today. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. Her season high was 13 that she put up in the ballgame against Mount Marty. Hastings comes back. They have a tie score now at 34 points apiece. With 1 minute gone here in the second half, there's a shot to be blocked down, and Hastings recovers the ball. Another block shot for the Broncos coming back the other way. Jackson to Bruckman, shot for three, good. Brockman nails a three-pointer for Hastings. That's her second tray of the ball game. And now Hastings has a three-point lead at 37-34. Here comes Union College back down the far sideline. Amber Taylor has got the ball. Dribbles in the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's off of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass comes to the near sideline to Jackson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Abby on the dribble. Hesitates. Now drives the ball to the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Union College ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. So now Hastings has the lead as the Broncos 37, Union College 34, 18-12 remaining here in the ball game. Here's Mariah Rice with the ball, high left side, looking to penetrate. Throws it over to Amber Taylor on the far sideline. Picked up again by Abby Jackson. Back outside, a three put up there and in. Several feet from beyond the three-point circle there. Allison Roberts nails her second tray. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Union College, the number seven seed in this pot of eight teams that Hastings is playing in. Going toe-to-toe with the second-seeded Broncos here tonight. They're tied up at 37 points apiece. Peterson gets it inside to Zwiener. Now to Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman scores. Bruckman now with 11 points in the ball game. She's got a 3 and a 2 now. In the first couple of minutes of the second half, Hastings back out on top, 39-37. 17 and a half to play here from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. Amber Taylor has got the ball, dribbles it, bounce pass goes inside, wheeling with it, shooting is going to be Nash. It's blocked down, Nash picks it back up. Her second shot is blocked down. Nash has got the ball again, and it's blocked again. Laurel Zwiener with a couple of blocks inside there on the attempted field goals by Lydia Nash. Great job there by Zwiener. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Union College inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They've got 10 seconds to work on the shot clock. They'll get things into the far sideline. That's going to be Perkins with the ball. Haley Perkins dribbling with it there against Bruckman of Hastings. Perkins hands it away to a Mariah Rice. And the shot clock expires. Union College just losing losing how much time was up there on the clock and the shot clock, and it expires there as they were driving the ball into the hole. So it's going to be a turnover on Union. Hastings with the ball back here. Broncos have a two-point lead, 39-37. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball on the far sideline. They get it down to Van Kirk, top of the key, open, takes a shot and hits it. Jamie Van Kirk now with 11 points in the ballgame, and now Union College wants to call a timeout. And their head coach, Tim Curry, they want to talk things over. Hastings has built a five-point lead now in the second half. We've got 16:46 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 42, Union College 37.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd and Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Union College had as much as a 7-point lead in the first half at 23-16. But Hastings went nearly 5 minutes without hitting a field goal. Union had the lead at halftime, 34-33. But Hastings College has come back here. Actually, 34-32 was the halftime score in favor of Union. Hastings has now outscored the Bulldogs 10-3 here in the second half, and the Broncos have a 5-point advantage. It is 42-37. Union College calling the timeout. We'll see what head coach Tim Curry has worked up. They go right back to work inside. A shot by Nash is off of the front iron. No good. That one just rattles out of there, and the rebound comes out of Williamson. Williamson down to Jackson, comes back the other way. Van Kirk has got the ball. Jackson out here in three-point territory, now to Breckman. Breckman dribbling, open, takes the three-pointer, misses. Rebound to Peterson. She loses the ball. The scramble is on, and the lane is brought out of there by Taylor. Amber Taylor has got the ball now for Union College, 42-37. Hastings with a five-point lead now. As we approach the 16-minute mark here in this second half from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, in Sioux City. Perkins has got the ball back outside. Roberts. Roberts now to Amber Taylor. She holds the ball, a whistle away from all the action. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Williamson. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. So it's going to be Union College playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That's a second foul on Williamson. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Rice. Maybe a partially deflected there by Peterson. And Peterson comes back with the ball, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But an offensive charging foul is going to be called here on Peterson. Runs over the girl inside. That's Allison Roberts for Union College. So a charging foul there on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her second foul in the ball game. It's going to be Union College playing things in. Here in backcourt, 15:45 to play in the ball game. Hastings 42, Union College 37. Bulldogs have the ball. Far sideline. There's a Haley Perkins. Perkins, a right-handed dribble, now switches hands as she comes into the offensive zone, drives it against Bruckman. Hands it away. Mariah Rice has got the ball. Picked up there by Williamson of Hastings. Williamson guarding against a screen. Now we got a ball chipped away. It's going to be picked up here. Driving the ball is going to be Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman scores on a turnover by Union College. The Bulldogs with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings now with a 7-point lead themselves, 44-37. Hastings on a 12-3 run now over Union College here in the second half of play. Amber Taylor's got the ball. Another whistle out here. And we got a foul called out here in three-point territory. That's going to be on Williamson again. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be three fouls on Williamson. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Williamson checks out. Bruckman checks out. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game for Hastings, and Frankie Peterson re-enters the ball game. 44-37, Hastings with a 7-point lead. Inbound pass, nearly intercepted. Perkins has got it, drives it inside. The ball stripped away. It's stripped away here by Jackson down the right sideline. Abby with the ball, bounce pass down on the baseline. Here's Peterson, drives it. A reverse layup is blocked out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Frankie Peterson has done a great job for Hastings so far in this ball game. She's got 12 points in the contest. as that reverse layup blocked out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Zwiener has got it. She'll try to trigger things in. She does. Plays it over here to Van Kirk. The ball tipped away again, and the foul is going to be called. Amber Taylor picks up the personal foul for Union College. That's a second foul on Taylor. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. 14:49 to play in the game. Hastings out on top of Union by 7 points, 44-37. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk here on the left side takes it down to the baseline. Reverse layup is blocked out of her hands, out of bounds, and it's going to be a personal foul called down here. A foul is going to be going on Haley Perkins. Third foul on Perkins. That's going to be team foul number three on the Bulldogs. This will be a shooting situation as Jamie Van Kirk will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. Her first chance at a free throw tonight. It's up there and in. Van Kirk now with 12 points in the ball game. The winner plays again on the Friday night at 7 o'clock right back here at the Tyson Event Center. Next shot is up there by Van Kirk. It's going to be good. Hastings now has a 9-point lead, 46-37. It's been a while since Union has scored here in the ball game. There's a Perkins with the ball down the far sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, drives it all the way to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener, and the foul is going to be called. Earl Zwiener picks up the personal foul. Hastings right down on a 14-3 run over Union College. To start the second half, Perkins to the free throw line now. She's one out of two from the stripe. There's a shot up there. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. At least they get a free throw on the board here. It's now 46-38. Hastings out on top with a 14-36 mark. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So Perkins hits a pair of free throws into the ball game now. Mariah Rice. Rice comes in for Union College, and Perkins will take a seat. 14-36 to play in the ball game. Hastings 46. Union College 39 from the NAIA Division II National Championships here in Sioux City tonight. Broncos with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk has got it. Van Kirk open but won't take the shot. Comes over to Farmer. Chanel here on the wing. Moves it down in the corner. That's Samuelson with the ball. Comes back outside. Jackson. Jackson brings over to Samuelson down on the short baseline left side. Bounce pass comes out here to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Takes the three. Her shot is up there right down through the hole. Abby Jackson gets her first field goal in the ball game. Gets a tray from the left wing. And the Broncos now lead by 10. 49-39. We've got 14 minutes to play in the basketball game from the Tyson Event Center tonight. There's Amber Taylor with the ball down in the deep right corner. Her shot is up there around the rim three times and down. That's Allison Roberts throwing up her third three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 9 points. Now 49-42, Union College back to within 7 points. Hastings with the ball. Jackson down to Farmer. Takes it down to the left baseline. A bounce pass is kicked out of bounds. Getting her foot on it there was Adriana Jefferson. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. 13-34 to play in the game. Hastings leading Union College by a score of 49-42. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good from the corner. The ball poked out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Mariah Rice. And this team comes from Barberville, Kentucky. Their student enrollment down there is at 1,300. Playing here in the NAIA National Tournament for the fifth time. They have never won a game here. They're 0-4 in their all-time appearance. There's a shot up there by Samuelson. It's going to be up there no good from three. Rebound comes down to Union College. They get it to the far sideline. Amber Taylor's got the ball. Taylor drives it. Now she's double-teamed. Comes out to Rice. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball swatted around. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Union College ball. Bulldogs will play things in. Hastings now hitting 17 out of 47 from the field. We're just over 36%. Union College now 13 out of 40 for 32%. Union College will play things in. That shot the ball well here in the second half. Jefferson with the ball, now to Rice. Bombs it inside. Nash has got the ball to the wing on the left side to Amber Taylor. Taylor picked up there by Van Kirk. Gets around the screen, fires up a 15-footer. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. So now having problems with a dribble here in backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. Farmer loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's going to be turnover number 12 on the Broncos here in the ball game. Farmer just had it dribble off of her foot out of bounds. That's going to be Union College ball. They'll play things in on the far sideline in their offensive zone with 12:49 to play. Hastings 49, Union College 42 here. In the national tournament in Sioux City, Amber Taylor with the ball. out here against Chanel Farmer. Comes over here on the right wing. That's Roberts with it now. Hastings still in the man-to-man. We have a player down. We got a foul called. That's going to go on Williamson again. That's going to be number four on Sierra Williamson. She knocks down a player in the lane there, and she is slow in getting up. That's Amber Taylor. Williamson comes out. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game. So Hastings will go with a shorter lineup now with both Zwiener and Williamson on the bench. 12:36 to play here in the ball game. Hastings 49, Union College 42. The Bulldogs willing to bound the ball from underneath their own basket. Amber Taylor comes way outside. They get it here to Roberts. Roberts spins at the free throw line against Van Kirk. Can't put up a shot. Retreats out here. Got Amber Taylor on the wing on the left side. To Mariah Rice. Rice holds it over there. Dribbling with the ball. And now we've got a personal foul. It's going to be called here. It's going to be an offensive foul called over there on the right side. An offensive foul called on the Bulldogs. That's going to go on Lydia Nash. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Bulldogs here in the ball game. 12 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings out on top of Union College tonight. The score is 49-42. Hastings with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Peterson. Kicks it back out to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. No good. The rebound comes down to Roberts. Outlet pass to the far sideline. That's Taylor with the ball. Taylor into the offensive zone. Now to Rice. Brings it back to Amber Taylor. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Farmer taking a swipe, and she can't jar the ball loose. And now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Chanel. That's going to be her third personal foul. Three fouls now on Farmer. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings here in the ball game. So no free throws. It'll be Union College in their black and orange uniforms. They'll play things in off of the far sideline. As they get it in the hands of Amber Taylor. Taylor's got 16 points in the ball game, but she has not scored so far here in the second half of play. Taylor drives it, now gets away from Farmer, now loses control of the ball, picks it back up. Her shot from the elbow is going to be up there, no good. Ball swatted around, and it's picked up here by Breckman. Gammy's got it for Hastings, outraces the defense to the goal. She goes, her shot good. Gammy Breckman takes it right down the lane and scores. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Breckman has got 9 so far here in the second half. And Hastings now leading by a score of 51-42 with 11:20 to play. There's a shot from three-point territory, no good, by Rice, and the ball is recovered here by Roberts. Her shot for three is up there and in. Allison Roberts hits another three-pointer. That's four in the ball game for Roberts. She's got 12 points and is now 51-45. Hastings with a six-point lead. 11 minutes to play here in the ball game. There's Farmer with the ball, free throw line extended right side down to Cammy Breckman. Holly Samuelson on the wing on the left side. Samuelson comes out to Van Kirk out between the circles. Down to Farmer. Farmer gets it out here, top of the key. That's Frankie Peterson to Breckman on the right sideline. Van Kirk with the ball, and then we got a foul called. Hastings four out and one in as they trying to work the ball around their perimeter. Now we got a personal foul called over there on the Union College. The Union whistled for the personal foul. It's going to go on Nash. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number six. Team foul number five on the Bulldogs here in this second half of play. Zwiener will play things in. Right underneath the basket, they get it to Breckman. She spins, puts up a shot, and scores. Gabby Breckman scores again. She's got 17 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to an eight-point lead, 53-45. 10.5 to play here in the contest in the Tyson Event Center. There's an entry pass. They get it inside to Nash. Kicks it back out. There's Roberts with the ball, fakes the three, now drives it against Jackson. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen passes to the far sideline to Jackson. They bring it back 3-on-3. Jackson gets it to Breckman, hops in the lane, forces up a shot. She's knocked down, foul called. Gabby Breckman will now go to the free throw line for Hastings College as she is fouled into play here. That's going to go on Mariah Rice. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 of the Bulldogs. That will send Breckman to the free throw line. She's got 17 in the ball game tonight for Hastings. 11 in the second half. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Breckman. He's now 4 out of 5 on free throws. Hastings as a team now hitting 9 out of 11 from the charity stripe for 81%. Here comes the next shot by Breckman. It's up there. No good. Rattles out. The rebound comes down to Rice. Mariah Rice with the ball now as we approach the halfway point of the second half. Hastings College with a lead by 9. Driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Rice. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Long pass ahead. They get it to Peterson. She drives it. Contact made. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal for Hastings, and she is fouled in the play. Peterson with 14 points now in the ball game. And she is fouled in the play here. It's going to go on to Haley Perkins. That's going to be the fourth foul on Perkins. So Frankie Peterson goes to the line. She is 2 out of 3 so far tonight. She's got a new season high here with 14 points in the ball game in this first round of the national tournament. Shot is up there. It's good. Frankie Peterson now with 15 in the ball game. It's 56-45. Hastings has now opened up an 11-point lead with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in this one. And now the Broncos will apply some pressure here in backcourt. They get it into Nash. Nash right in the center of the floor to Amber Taylor. Taylor looks up, 1-on-3. Holds up, gets over here on the right side. Roberts with it now. Roberts out to Thomas. Now over to Amber Taylor. Picked up there by Jackson. Drives the ball down the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. And it's picked up here by Breckman. Cammie brings it back 2-on-1. Back the other way, and her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. The ball is loose. She saves it from going out of bounds. Now it does go out of bounds. Nice play down there by Breckman, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. She had the first shot knocked out of her hands. Then trying to save it from going out of bounds, she did as she knocked it off of the leg of Allison Roberts, and it'll be Hastings playing things in baseline right side underneath their own basket with 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 57, Union College 45. Broncos will play things in. There's Samuelson with the ball. Now to Breckman as she drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called here. Personal is going to be whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. But going back the other way will be Union College. Amber Taylor has got the ball. Amber Taylor down the left side. Lanigan Jackson right in her face defensively. Amber brings it into the offensive zone around a screen from Nash, who's set up right at the top of the three-point arc. Taylor drives it to the free throw line, kicks it back down to Nash. Nash throws it to the far sideline to Thomas, who takes the ball inside. The ball's going to be knocked down. Cammie Breckman with a block shot there. Frankie Peterson's now got it. She has it knocked loose here in backcourt. It's still loose. Finally picked up by Breckman. Breckman sends it to the right sideline to Jackson. Jackson cuts it the center of the floor. Comes out here to Zenon, who's into the ball game now. Autumn goes over to Jackson on the far sideline. Autumn Zenon as they set up the offense here. Still 10 seconds left in the shot clock. 8:40 remaining in the ball game. There's Zwiener. Nice pass down to Peterson, and her shot is up and in. Zwiener gets the assist. Frankie Peterson on fire tonight. She's got 17. Now we got a timeout from Union College as the Broncos have built a 14-point lead here in this one. We got 8 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the game. Hastings 59, Union College 45.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College can hold on here tonight. They'll play again on Friday night at 7. Right back here at the Tyson Event Center in the second round of the national championships. They'll face either Indiana Wesleyan or Oklahoma Wesleyan. That ball game is coming up next year in Sioux City. Indiana Wesleyan is the 2013 NAIA National Champs. That's winning for Hastings in the second round if they can finish things off tonight. 7 o'clock ball game Friday night. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 6:45. But first, we've got Union College here. This has been a tough out for the Broncos. 8:33 to play in the ball game. Hastings now with a 14-point lead, 59-45. Broncos trailed at halftime on a score of 34-32. There's Amber Taylor with the ball now for Union College. They lob the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Nash, and the ball is brought down by Alex Edwards. Turnover number 13 on Union College. Here's Zenon with the ball. Now to Van Kirk inside. They get it to Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Shot up there. No good. And a foul is called as Zwiener is knocked down into play. And Morrill now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Personal foul is going to go here on Perkins. And Haley Perkins has just fouled out of the basketball game. Perkins leaves still with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the game. She leaves with only 3 points in the ballgame. She was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She was a second-team all-conference player there for Union College this year. Now she's on the bench with 5 personal fouls. Zwiener hits the free throw. That's only 6 points in the ballgame for Zwiener so far in the ballgame. Oral looks up there. Second one is up there. Dances off to the left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. So it's a 60-45 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos at the 8 minute mark of the second half. Here's Reagan King with the ball. Reagan King looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Her pass deflected away. Brought down on the baseline though by Thomas. Thomas gets the ball to Nash. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener's got it for Hastings College. Now to Autumn Zeenan. Running back the other way. Zeenan takes off, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Autumn Zeenan gets her first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings starting to extend their lead now 62-45. Union College has scored only 11 points here in the second half. Here's a steal now by Jackson. Her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game as Union College has turned it away for the 14th time here in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 19, 64-45. So only 11 points scored by Union here in the second half. There's a three-pointer by Reagan King that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Autumn Zeenan running back the other way. To Van Kirk on the wing, dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound Reagan King. King has got it now for Union College as they bring it back into the offensive zone. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings 64 and the Bulldogs of Union College 45. Amber Taylor with the ball, right side of the circle, dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there and in. Amber Taylor scoring there for Union College. She's now got 18 in the ball game, 64-47. Hastings back quickly, driving the ball to the goal. It's going to be Van Kirk, and she's going to be fouling the play. Van Kirk took it right to the hole there for Hastings. Fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line now for a 1-1 situation. The foul goes on Nash. That's going to be her 4th personal foul. Jackson out of the ball game now. Zwiener is out. Here comes Zeenan back out of the contest. We've got Alex Edwards coming in, Williamson coming in, and Cammy Bruckman coming in for head coach Kerry Hostetter. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there. No good by Van Kirk. Van Kirk, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line now. The score remains at 64-47. Hastings with the lead. Reagan King comes out here to Amber Taylor. Taylor picked up by Van Kirk. Spins at the elbow. Van Kirk watches the shot go over her head. It's going to be up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Amber Taylor gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 20 points in the ball game here for Union College. She was fouling the play there by the Broncos, and going to the free throw line is going to be Taylor. Her shot is up there and in, so a 3-point play by Amber Taylor. Personal foul, one on Bruckman. That's going to be your second foul. 64-50. Hastings is trying to improve their national tournament record to 32-10 and break a second-place tie that they've got right now in the national tournament. Hastings out on top here in this ball game. Here's a long-range jumper by Van Kirk. It's going to be no good from 3. Rebound Bruckman. Falling shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman scores. He's now got 20 points in the ball game here. It's now a 66-50 ball game. Hastings with a lead here over Union College out of Kentucky. And now we got a personal foul again called. That's going to go on Hastings. And that's going to be on Williamson. And that's going to be her 5th personal foul. So Williamson fouls out. With 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the ball game, she leaves with no points. Georgia Hastings is tied for 2nd in the all-time win category list here at the national tournament. They've got 31 wins going into the action tonight. They're tied with the College of the Ozarks for 2nd place. Shot from the free throw line is up there at in by Adriana Jefferson. She will get one more. Northwestern is the overall leader here in the national tournament. They've recorded 42 wins as action gets underway here in the 2014 tournament. Next shot is up there and in by Adriana Jefferson. Now 66-52, Hastings in the lead. Down to 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here comes Van Kirk with the ball now for the Broncos. Trots it across the midcourt stripe. Comes into the near sideline. That's Chanel Farmer. Out of Peterson, holds the ball to Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk drives it inside. Bounce pass down low. Zwiener kicks it out here to Farmer. A little short jumper is up there at in. Chanel Farmer hits him like a 6-footer off of the left side. She's now got 3 points in the ball game, 68-52. Broncos have the lead. Roberts has got the ball, comes over here to Reagan King on the wing on the right side. Top of the key now to Jennifer Thomas. Entry pass deflected away, and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to pound the ball inside to Jefferson. So a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Zwiener. That's going to be her second foul. Going to the free throw line will be Jefferson for Union College. Adriana puts it up there, and the shot is up there and in. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 7 points. Player of the game, coach's post-game show yet to come here at the Tyson Event Center tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So the pair that Hastings is going to be able to hang on, although we still got 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Hastings will play again on Friday night at 7. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 6:45 on Friday. 68-54, Hastings College with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Bruckman on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Peterson. Peterson now to Zwiener. Her little short jumper is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener now with 8 points in the ball game for Hastings. 70-54. The Broncos have the lead. Here's a Roberts with the ball. Her shot from the free throw line is up there. Rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. Here's a Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman down to Peterson. Hesitates. Drives it down to the baseline on the dribble. 200 pass comes out on top. Jackson has got it. Jackson comes over to Van Kirk. Van Kirk gives it away to Cammy Bruckman, down to Peterson. Free throw line extended right side, down to Zwiener. Entry pass to get it inside to Bruckman. She wheels, puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. As Bruckman is knocked down on the play, Raya Rice picks up the personal foul for Union College. That's going to be her fourth foul. Going to the free throw line will be Cammy Bruckman. She has got 20 points in the ball game. She is 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. As Bruckman will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Looks up there, and the shot is in the air. That one hits the front iron and rolls off of the right side. No good. She'll get one more. Hastings now on free throws tonight. 12 out of 18 from the stripe. They're about 71%. Union College, they're 18 out of 20 so far. They're hitting at a 90% clip. But the trailing here in the ball game. Bruckman's next free throw is up there and in. So she hits 1 out of 2, and it's 71-54. Hastings with the lead. Here's Amber Taylor with the ball now. Amber Taylor out here in three-point territory, dribbling on the ball against Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Nash. Back outside, there's Jefferson with the ball. Jefferson to the far sideline to Roberts. Out of Jefferson again. Over here on the wing, right side to Reagan King. Her pass down low, nearly lost out of bounds. Nash picks her back up. Out in the corner now, back out to Taylor on the wing. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Amber Taylor for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Double team. Gets the ball away to Jackson. Jackson on the move now down the near sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with it now. Gets it into the offensive zone. Out to Frankie Peterson. Holds the ball. Frankie gets it out to Van Kirk. Down to Bruckman. Down in the corner. Jackson has got it. On the dribble. Moves to her right. Comes out between the circles. Van Kirk. Now to Peterson. Down in the corner. Bruckman. Shot good. Cammy Bruckman scores from the right corner. She's now got 23, and again, Union College wants to call a timeout. Broncos have opened up a 19-point lead now over Union College in the NAIA National Tournament. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 73, Union 54.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24-7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Bryan Heart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City tonight. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. And by Valentino's. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Again, one GPAC team has lost here today. That was in the first game of the day. It was Concordia losing to Olivet Nazarene, 91-86 today, so the season is over for Concordia. Southwestern College picking up a win over Eastern Oregon. Siena Heights out of Michigan winning. Also, St. Francis of Indiana. And also Davenport of Michigan, the winners so far today on day number one of this NAIA Division II National Championship Tournament in Sioux City. Hastings looking to add their name to the winners list here tonight, 73-54. There's a long-range jumper by King. Good. Reagan King throws up a tray from the left wing. That's her first field goal of the ball game, 73-57. Hastings out on top as we approach the three-minute mark here in the ball game. Van Kirk has got it. Now to Bruckman. Comes out of the three-point territory. Jackson has got it. Out to Van Kirk again. Van Kirk right at the top of the key. Comes over here to Jackson. Down in the corner. Now to Chelsea Morton, who's into the ball game for Hastings. There's Bruckman with the ball. Now to Jackson. Dribbles it to the elbow. Cross-court pass comes over here to Zwiener. The shot is up and in. Earl Zwiener scores. Got 10. Hastings leading 75-57. Here's a Roberts with the ball now for Union College. The far sideline to Jefferson. Comes out here to Allison Roberts. Down the wing, King. She drives it inside. And the ball is going to be deflected away, but she picks her back up. Comes out to Jefferson. Down the wing on the right side to Amber Taylor. Taylor drives the ball against Van Kirk. Puts her in the air. Throws up a shot. It's good. Up and under for Amber Taylor. She scores. She's got 23 in the ball game for the Bulldogs. They're approaching the two-minute mark in the ball game, 75-59. That's a Bruckman. Lobs it inside down to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up, spins, puts it up off of the window. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Union College. Allison Roberts with the ball. Far sideline. Amber Taylor has got it. Right-handed dribble. Amber Taylor drives it down the lane. Goes down in the corner to the right side. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Reagan King. And the rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Van Kirk now to Abby Jackson. Jackson out here in the three-point territory. A buck 35 left on the clock here in the second half. Hastings out on top, 75-59. Van Kirk with the ball. Out of Abby Jackson on the wing. Abby holds it. Now dribbles with it. Out here in the three-point territory. Comes over to Bruckman. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Nash has got it now for Union College. The Reagan King. King comes into the forecourt now. This is going to be Roberts with the ball. Roberts penetrates to the free throw line. Now kicks her out here. Amber Taylor, her three-pointer is put up there and in. Taylor now with 26 in the ball game for Union College. We're down to a minute to play. Hastings leading 75-62. Here's Jackson. Jackson comes over to Cammie Bruckman. Bombs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener squares around to the bucket. Nice pass down low to Bruckman, and she puts it in there left-handed and scores. Cammie Bruckman now with 25 in the ball game for Hastings, and we've got a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout with 50.9 seconds to play in the game. It's now Hastings 77 and Union College 62.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile. We do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
So the second round of the national tournament will be on Friday night at 7 o'clock right back here at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena. Hastings will face either Indiana Wesleyan or Oklahoma Wesleyan. Indiana Wesleyan, the defending national champions. Here's Hastings inbounding the ball. That's going to be Jackson from the corner. Shots up and in. Jackson scores from the deep right corner. A three-pointer by Jackson. So she's got 8 points in the ball game as they steal the ball away here in the backcourt. We got 38 seconds to play now. Hastings leading 79-62 here in the contest. As a Union College has got their second teamers in there now. There's a shot up there and in. As they get the field goal to go down, that's Taylor Brock with the ball. As Brock throws it through the hole there for Union College. Hastings has got the ball back at 79-64. Hastings looking to win their 27th game of the season here tonight with this victory over Union College and move into the second round of the national tournament. Hastings with the ball. That's Samuelson. Samuelson comes out here. That's going to be Autumn Zenon. She drives it. Throws it out to Chelsea Morton for three. Her shot's off of the mark. No good. Rebound to Edwards. Now to Jackson. Her shot is going to be good, but will not count, and that's going to be the ball game. It occurred after the horn sounds, and Hastings College picks up the win here tonight over Union College by a score of 79-64. So the Broncos now 27-5 on the season, They'll move on into the second round of the national tournament on Friday night at 7 o'clock. They'll play either Indiana Wesleyan or Oklahoma Wesleyan in the next round. 6:45 for the pregame show Friday right here on 1230 KHIS. And Hastings beats Union College 79-64. We'll be back with a final tally on this ball game right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Hi, this is Dr. Pradeepta Chaudhary of Bryan Heart Mary Lanning Cardiology. I have returned to Hastings to be part of this new partnership between Bryan Health and Mary Lanning Healthcare. My colleagues and I will serve the region 24-7 through our office in the Medical Services Building in Suite 206. To schedule an appointment, including new patients, call 402-460-5555. I'm excited to be back in a community that means so much to me. For all your heart care needs, choose Bryan Heart, Mary Lanning Cardiology.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it tonight 79-64 over Union College. Hastings will play in the second round of the national tournament on Friday night at 7 against either Indiana Wesleyan, the defending national champions, or Oklahoma Wesleyan. That one will tip off at 7, 6:45 for the pregame here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings trailed 34-32 at halftime, but the Broncos put together a huge second half here tonight, and they go on to win 79-64. A great performance here tonight from Cammy Breckman. She scores 25 points in the ball game. Had 19 in the second half for Hastings. Frankie Peterson comes up with a season-high 17 points in the contest tonight. Also reaching double figures, Jamie Van Kirk, she had 13. Laurel Zweeter had 10. The other scorers, Abby Jackson, she had 8 points in the game. We had 3 from Chanel Farmer and 2 from Autumn Zenon. For the Union College Bulldogs here tonight, they got 26 from Amber Taylor. Had 16 in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Allison Roberts, she had 12 points in the ball game, 8 for Adriana Jefferson, 7 for Lydia Nash, 3 points for Mariah Rice, and 2 points for Taylor Brock. So Union College, they end up the season 24-9. Hastings now 27-5. They're now 32-10 in all the national tournament games. As Hastings moves on to the second round, Friday night at 7 against either Indiana Wesleyan or Oklahoma Wesleyan. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And Hastings College wins it here tonight over Union College, 79-64 in the opening round of the NAIA National Tournament. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Cammy Breckman leads the way for Hastings. She had 25 points in the basketball game tonight. She knocked down 2 3-pointers. She was 9 out of 19 from the field. She scores 25 points in the ball game. Frankie Peterson, she came up with a season-high 17 points in the contest tonight for Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk had 13. Laurel's winner had 10. All candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Frankie Peterson, who came up with a season-high 17 points in the ball game tonight. She had 10 points in the first half and 7 more in the second half. But Peterson did just about everything in the ball game tonight. She hit 7 field goals in the ball game. As we check her final numbers, she was 7 out of 12 from the field tonight, 0 out of 2 on 3-pointers. She knocks down 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, but also had 6 rebounds in the contest tonight, 3 offensively and 3 on defense. Frankie had 3 assists in the ball game as well. So Frankie Peterson scores 17 points, and she's our player of the game today for Hastings College as the Broncos knock off Union College by a score of 79-64. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know but need to. High Tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Back here at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City here tonight, Hastings College picking up the win over Union College in the opening round of the national tournament, 79-64. This is the coach's post-game show, and I will tell you they have switched several of the rules around since the last time that we were here at the national tournament. The coaches now must go to the interview room first before they get to come out on the court for any post-game shows here with local radio stations. So depending on how many questions are being asked inside, it'll be iffy on whether or not we'll be able to grab the coaches here at the end of the ball game here tonight. Hastings College picking up the win by a score of 79-64 over Union College here tonight. Again, 25 points from Cammy Breckman in the ball game, 17 from Frankie Peterson, 13 for Jamie Van Kirk, and 10 points for Laurel Zwiener. Hastings College outscores Union College in the second half, 47-30 in the basketball game after Hastings trailed 34-32 after the first quarter of play. We had the final shooting numbers in the ball game. We'll pass those along to you. Here in the contest, Hastings ended up shooting 30 out of 69 from the field tonight for 43.4%. Union College was 20 out of 57 for 35%. Hastings was 6 out of 26 on three-pointers for 23%. Union College, they hit 6 out of 15 from three-point range for 40%. On free throws, Hastings was 13 out of 19 for 68%. Union College, they were 18 out of 20 tonight from the free throw line for 90%. Hastings out rebounding Union College, a mark of 44 to 35. Hastings had 19 offensive rebounds, 25 on defense. Union College, they had 11 offensive rebounds and 24 on defense. Hastings came up with 11 steals in the ball game. Union College had 3. Hastings had 13 turnovers compared to 16 for Union College. The Broncos had 9 blocked shots in the ball game tonight, and Union College, they had 3 blocked shots. So Hastings coming up with 9 blocked shots in the ball game tonight, and Laurel Zwinner, she was a big force inside as we wait for the official numbers, but Zwinner had 3 on one possession. And she'll be leading the team in blocked shots here tonight. As far as rebounds are concerned, leading rebounder for Hastings was Cammie Breckman, and she had 12. So Breckman gets a double-double in the ball game tonight, 25 points and 12 rebounds. Leading rebounder for Union College tonight was Lydia Nash, as she came up with 7 in the contest tonight for Union College. So there's no game going on right now in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament. We've got the opening ceremonies for the tournament scheduled to start at 7:30 tonight, and then they've got 2 more games yet to play here. So they're setting up for the opening ceremonies here at the Tyson Event Center, which further delays the stuff that we got going here on the post-game show on 1230 KHAS. Hastings picking up a win here tonight over Union College by 15. Final score of 79-64. We'll take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Well, the Boys State High School basketball tournament will start tomorrow in Lincoln. We'll have complete coverage on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tomorrow, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull will play Sutton, followed by Southern Valley and Archbishop Bergen at 8:45. Both of those games on the Breeze. On Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tomorrow, 10:45 Elm Creek against Randolph. At 3:45, Overton against Nebraska City Lords. Grand Island Northwest will play Elkhorn South at 7 o'clock, and Elwood will take on Spalding Academy. That will be at 8:45 tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And also on the ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night, we'll have Kearney Catholic as they take on Columbus Scotus. But Hastings College wins it here tonight over Union College, a final score of 79-64 is Patrick Harrison, the assistant coach for Hastings, is going to join us on the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations on a win. A win is a win, but I guess there's several things to work on after seeing what you saw tonight.
Yes, definitely. I would say a win is a win for sure. We got to get some jitterbugs out in the first half. Took us a little bit longer than we thought to get adjusted. But second half, we came out much better, much more energy, and attacked the zone really well.
Was that the main culprit in the first half, just getting over the first game jitters here?
I think that has a little bit to do with it. Even though our team is fairly old, we haven't been here for a couple years. And I think the other thing is, too, a team from Kentucky, that their pace is a little bit slower than we like to play, and I think they lulled us into that system a little bit in the first half.
You outscored them in the second half, though, 47-30. Just coming out of the locker room, it just looked like the Hastings College team that we've seen all season long.
Yes, we definitely made some adjustments from the first half at halftime, and I think we attacked it better with the pass and also with the bounce, and our kids made some better plays and finished through.
You talked about making some adjustments. What'd you do at halftime? Anything drastic?
Nothing really. We talked about getting the ball moved a little bit better. And although the ball was moving okay in the first half, the secondary cutter, our secondary passers weren't available. So what we needed to do was make sure that our people getting the ball were receiving where we wanted to get the ball. Controlled catches, basically, is what we say. And our controlled catches were much better in the second half, whether we're getting the ball in the short corner and the high post, and then we just attacked accordingly.
Cammie Bruckman, a monster night tonight, 25 points and 12 rebounds. She had six in the first half, explodes in the second half. Talk about that.
Yes, Cammie was phenomenal in the second half. She always does a great job on the glass for us, but it was imperative, especially against the zone where we shot a lot of threes early. She got to the glass, didn't finish some in the first half, but we told her to keep coming, keep getting to the lane, keep getting to the glass the whole game, and she started some finishing buckets later and also got in transition, hit some tough runners for us.
Frankie Peterson comes up with a season-high 17 tonight. She was a force in the first half. That's good to see.
Yeah, you know, we gave her actually a hard time after the game because she had double figures by halftime, which isn't usual for Frankie, but she came up really, really big. When we were stagnant in the first half, had a couple huge buckets.
So Frankie Peterson scores a 17-25 by Cammie Bruckman. You got 10 from Laurel Zwiener tonight, so you pick up the win, and that's what you do in this national tournament. You just win and move on. Now you got to focus on game number two, which is Friday night. You got a day off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, we're definitely blessed with our schedule, how it works out. We have a full day of rest and a full day of preparation when we watch this game up next between Indiana Wesleyan and Oklahoma Wesleyan. But, we're definitely excited. Like you said, a win is a win. We talk about survive and advance. It's all you got to do is win by 1 point, and then you move on to the next opponent and get ready for the next one.
And that next opponent could be last year's national champs. You guys have a little bounce in your step now after game number one is in the books.
I think so. I think we're ready. I think all of our, we had played, I think, 9 or 10 kids tonight, so I think everybody got in the books, and I think we're going to be ready to go.
We'll see you on Friday.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, Patrick Harrison, he's the assistant coach for Hastings following the Broncos' win tonight, 79-64. Hastings outscoring Union College 47-30 in the second half of play. So Hastings will play again on Friday night. Action will be at 7 o'clock here at the Tyson Event Center. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 6:45 on Friday right here on 1230 KHIS. That will wrap things up for us as we got to make way for the next ball game here in Sioux City and their opening ceremonies. Again, Friday night we'll have continuing coverage of the national tournament beginning at 6:45 here on 1230 KHIS. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City, Iowa.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.